thing by this company, Bastille Instruments. They got this thing, it's called a, I think it's called a Thyme or Thyme, T-H-Y-M-E. I don't know how they say it. I don't know. But it's like a little loop. It's like a little looper. I'm gonna show it to you.
Please don't speak to me. You know the things you do when you start saying loop and samplers and shit like that. I get a little crazy.
This one, I don't know if this one is like, it got mad different shit going on with it. Like it's like a looper, but it has like it's supposed to be like, it's like a tape machine, but it's digital or whatever. And so like it tapes. And so like as it goes around, like you can fucking like keep adding to the loop or whatever. But it don't give you five tracks like that, like the joint behind you. So the joint behind you looking at me like, son, the fuck? Like, I'm right here. Nah. Cause I don't want to fall in love with nothing. Cause I know how I be in here. All it takes is the first, like, yo, I'm gonna tell you, it's the dumbest shit for me, right? If I get a new door or something, or like when I first got the mixer, right? As soon as I recorded a sound through it, I was like, oh. You stupid motherfucker, supposed to do that shit.
No, that's how it be though. Because we're gear lovers, you know what I mean? So it's different. I get it.
All right, so I'm gonna show you the joint.
Show me the joint, man.
It's a nice.
I promised I wasn't gonna buy nothing else, man, for a while.
Is
this super tiny cheese?
It's probably like the size of like a VCR tape or something like that. So yeah, it's not. I mean, it's, you know me. You know, I don't like nothing with a huge footprint. You know, I don't know what any of this shit does, but like basically, I know it's a looper. It's also like, I think you use it as a
robot select.
So the robots LFOs.
Just
modulating shit, and then you can use it as a delay. It's got a filter on it. I think it also does a little bit of compression. I'm not 100% sure, but it got MIDI in and out on the back, the 5-pin MIDI. Let me see if I could. Yeah, here's the back right here. Yeah, it's the back right there. So it got MIDI output, input, audio output. They got the clock in and out, so you can sync it to other stuff too. You know, I'm losing my mind over this shit. And it got the stereo input, so stereo is one wire as opposed to the two. So it doesn't really sample, but you can loop stuff. Like, I don't know how it works, but yeah, I've been fighting myself.
And what's the price on this range?
This one definitely breaks the rule. This one breaks the rule. This is five.
What?
Yeah, this one breaks the rule. This one definitely breaks the rule. But I don't know.
Nah, bro. If you go on five.
Better than white. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's pretty.
Motherfuckers.
If you go on five, you might as well just take this RC-505 and buy that. That RC-505 is, I think.
Yeah, joints. See how you see, you got your man Cuckoo. And you see how it's...
Who is that? I don't even know who that is. How about that?
Oh, dude from YouTube, but he does mad videos, but he does in-depth tutorials. Like,
why everybody do that mirror shit?
I guess so that way they can see, you can see your face as opposed to doing. I mean, it's easier than doing two cameras and having to sync it up.
I guess.
Think about it, you know.
Listen, you're just not gonna see my face. Fuck that. I think that's serious for me. But
nah, but I'm thinking, you know,
that's nice, but I don't know. Five. Yeah.
Nah, but you know me. This joint, cause it do so much, this joint got my name all over it. This joint is cheese. You could throw me in your book bag.
Oh, man.
So I don't know. I think I'm gonna do it. I don't know.
Wait, go back to that other pick.
Which one? This one?
Yeah, stop right there for a minute.
Where'd it go?
Please.
Damn it. Hold on, let me see if I find it again.
Yep. Oh, okay. Damn, that's five, though. I'm going to look that shit up, though, see how it works. But
See, the thing about it is like, this is one of the joints where like, it's like, nobody that does hip hop is really using these. You know what I'm saying? And so it's one of these joints where I kind of want to mess with it, see what it does, because it reminds me of that app with the tape, the Heimbach joint, but it's like in real life, and I feel like I can do some real crazy stuff with this joint, but yeah.
Don't you love that when you got equipment that mostly like techno artists use or something, and then you can like incorporate it into our genre, you know?
Absolutely.
Cause that's how I feel about that TR joint I got over there, that bass joint.
Yo, you, not for nothing. Oh, I know exactly what the green one, right? Mm-hmm. Not for nothing. Yep. Yo, this is gonna sound crazy, right? So when I was in high school, right, this girl had I don't know where she had went. She had went away somewhere one summer. And she came back with that song. I like to move it, move it. I like to, and I'd never heard the song before, but like the song itself, everybody knows the song or whatever, but the sounds in the song, when I heard that, like that, the sound that they use for that, that was the day I fell in love with synthesizers, dead ass. And ever since I heard that, I was like, yo, I'm going to use those sounds in my beats. And this is back in high school. I was like, I'm gonna use like synthesizers in my beats. I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but these sounds are too crazy to not be in beats. Word. Like they need to be in beats. So I always been on that. I remember like back in the when they used to have like, what's that, keyboard magazine and shit like that.
Yeah.
I would read those and they'd be like, yeah, this is more along the lines of something for this genre, that genre. Now, this is for hip hop. Everything they'd be like, yeah, this is for hip hop. I'm like, I'm not getting that. I'm not getting it. Nope. I'm not getting it. I don't want that. I'd be in the store like, yo, but don't you make hip hop? Like, I don't want the thing that they telling me is for hip hop. I want, because that shit is going to be for hip hop for 5 years. This joint over here, that's for techno. I guarantee you, in 5 years, someone's going to be using those sounds in hip hop. And look at hip hop now. You know what I mean? Yep. Look at the sounds. Like it's not even just one, two sounds. Like, you know what I mean? So, So I ain't doing it. Shit. I seen this dude with a harmonica that had an eighth inch out on it. Like, he's a dude that works at the company that makes this, and he was demoing it, and he had a harmonica. He plugged the harmonica in and played the notes on it, and then and looped it, and then took the harmonica, banged it on the table to make a rhythm loop, and then like scratch. Yo, I was like, y'all don't even play the harmonica, but I want that shit.
Yeah, that's fire. Because
everybody else, you gotta like hook the harmonica, play it in front of the mic, but he had a mic on it and shit like that. So yeah,
yo, shit is changing. Like even with like that jam stick,
that
shit bugs me out that they made that
the MIDI controller guitar joint.
Guitar, yeah, but now they have a full one. It's a full guitar like that. Before it's a little joint like that, but now they got the whole fucking, and that shit works. So because I got the little joint.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I've been had a jam stick since they came out.
Oh,
and I upgraded every time.
Oh, and, okay.
Because what happened was, shout out to Jamstick. They're a great company, bro. Let me tell you about Jamstick real quick. Every time they came out with a new one, for some reason, their stuff and Apple, when Apple would update the iOS, that shit ain't working no more.
So you'd be,
oh my God, I spent what I don't remember what I spent, but I know it was definitely over $2 for sure. Mm-hmm. It was too much for me to be like, damn, this shit don't work now. It was working last month.
Yeah.
So I hit them up. No problem. They'd be like, yo, you could keep that one. It's not our fault. It's Apple, but we're going to send you the new updated one for free too.
What?
Yeah. Jamstick is cool as shit. They did that to me about 3-4 times since they, every time they update and it's a problem. Like they back their shit, their products. So I like them.
I'm not even gonna
that say. Makes me confident to purchase bigger items like that. I might get that full guitar, like, you know what I'm saying, for over six.
I'm not going to say nothing. you know what I'm thinking about.
I'm just saying they're a good company.
That's real dope. That's real dope, because you know, a lot of these spaces out here is like they making updates to stuff and then telling you gotta pay per month for an update. I'm like, fam,
right? That, and then some just abandon the whole product.
Yo, they look dope, but like, I don't need another controller. Like, the Akai joint I got like a couple months ago, they don't, I haven't used that shit in like 2 months.
The all black one.
Yeah, this is sitting there. It's fucking sitting there. You know what I mean? Like that one, the conspiracy. I don't even know where that's at.
Yeah. I actually been using my own Samson, my little key joint. This joint. I actually been fucking with it over here in this little corner. This joint.
Is that keys and pads?
Mm-hmm. It only got like 4 pads, but.
It don't matter. Pads, like, to me, like, I for playing drums, it's something about pads.
Pads, right? I say the same thing. Like, that's, I mean, all I need is 4.
Yeah, exactly. Because all it is a kick, a snare, a hi-hat, and open mm-hmm. hi-hat and a closed hi-hat.
You know what I've been digging into hard body this week? And I'm, what? Like, really learning that bitch, that SP-404.
Yo, you know. I see. I want a new sampler so bad, but I know I don't need one.
Now, I recall telling you that I think that the RC has the same amount of effects. I'm so wrong. The SP has more.
Oh, word? Oh, okay.
But I say that to say this. I don't. Give me another week, and right. I'll tell you, if you had a choice to buy which one you should buy. If I'm just saying. I'm going to just put it out there. Not that I'm saying you should buy one. I'm just saying. Let me see.
Cause me, yeah. You know what I'm thinking about? What I'm really thinking about, aside from that time, because the time, whatever the fuck, however the fuck you say, like that joint is the same price as like if I wanted to get like an iPad mini or something like that. Cause I might get a mini, cause I be reading a lot more now, so I can read on a mini as opposed to like getting books and shit. But on top of that, like I could use that shit as like a little like effects processor.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like, yeah. Like I could have like so if I want kind of like those performance effects, I could fuck around, have what's it called running on the iPad, koala effects.
Yeah. You know, oh, did you see Segment's effects?
Yes, I did not purchase it though. I saw the shit and I was like, oh my, and I just kept.
Do we know how much it is?
I don't. Oh, hold on. Let me see. I
totally forgot. You know, Koala came through this week like bing bitch and just knocked every other app out the way. So none of us paid attention, but there were other updates and drops. And oh, Segment's effects was one. How much?
$99.
Are you on it? Do you see what effects? It's just a regular type.
This is reverb, delay, flanger, filter, wah-wah, phaser, chorus, and tremolo. Okay. And you could and you got like the XY pad on each one. Or whatever, okay. Like, and you can change the order of them, and I guess you can send each effect to a different bus or something like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Koala to me is like one of the dopest apps for making sounds. Cause like I took a hi-hat from Bride's Drums, right? Bride's Drum Pack, right? It was an open hi-hat. It was like a cymbal or something. You hear it. It's a tings like that. And I took that shit, put it in Koala. And you could do this for any sampler. But I turned that shit into a closed hi-hat, like a tick, mm-hmm. tick, tick, tick. And that last beat that I was playing on Koala, even though it sounded fucked up, I got to fix it whenever I go back in. But Koala to me got the dopest shit for sound design. Because I took same hi-hat and I put it through the time stretch. You know what I mean? And then I changed the pitch so it would still be the same length. But it'll be a different, so it'll have a different color, you know what I mean? A different tone. And yeah, that shit.
You're not lying at all. With just the mic on your shit, because one time I remember I had my phone. It's funny you say you use Koala on the phone. I don't use no apps on my phone. That's the only app on my phone that I use for music because it's just handy. Oh, that and Loop Field. Because I like to record shit.
Oh, I forgot about Loop Field.
Yeah. Or is it Field? I don't remember.
It's Loop or Loop. That either way.
I always say it backwards.
No, because that shit right there, that shit makes the dopest fucking
loop. Yes.
Yo, I was on a train and I just let the shit record the fucking train.
With the Koala, one day, I remember I was just relaxing. I was like, yo, I'm going to jump in the tub. And I had my phone and I was just doing recording sounds. Because, you know, you get the best sounds in the bathroom. Like,
yes.
the acoustics and shit.
Yeah, because the bathroom got the best reverb.
Yep. Especially if you got the water running, you taking a bath in that bitch. The sounds are crazy. I don't mean to be putting too much info out, but it is, you know what it is.
No, but you get them Hollywood sounding sounds.
Yeah.
Reverb and just because how close everything sounds in there. Mm-hmm. It don't sound like it's from far away. Yeah.
One night I was in there just making like just beatboxing sounds, recording them in. And I made the sickest. It was sounded so grimy and that underground. I'ma dig that out. Cause I never finished it, but I'ma dig that out and finish it. But and I'ma post that shit.
You know why them shit sound like the shit sound like now it sound grimy to you, right? But like it was like 30 years ago, that shit sound normal. Cause that's the shit we was just listening to. I remember
we didn't like it. We wanted it cleaner back then.
I ain't want shit clean.
But I used to complain, but like, nah, we could get it cleaner. But let me tell you, now I want my shit. I want that old school dirt, like that grimy flavor.
Yo, but the funny shit is, even when we was trying to get, and you trying to get the shit cleaner, right? Like the tools you was using was the joints that was trying to sound cleaner, but they couldn't. And so in its effort to sound clean, it sounded a little bit like dirty. You know what I mean? And but it gave it that quality. You know what I mean? Listen, I'm all for the like the old shit. Yo, they got this shit. What's it called? Handsome Audio. It's a stereo tape simulator or some shit like that. It's like a pedal. It got two XLRs on it. And you could it's supposed to be a tape it's supposed to be like tape saturation or whatever. Right. Like, yeah, but the joint is $700. Like I will never get $700. I gotta do a few more things than that. Like that last joint I showed you was $500. It do like 4 or 5 things. Like
yeah, I feel you.
$700, fam. Like I ain't with all that, but I feel you though on that. Like I like to. That's why I got all these fucking old samplers. Like, I was talking to my homeboy the other day. I was like, yo, I don't want no sampler. That's I want my shit to be. It gotta be less than CD quality.
Yeah, I feel like, you.
I don't if it's 16-bit 44.1, my computer could do that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, speaking of samplers, right? My dumb ass. I'm on eBay last night. I seen somebody had a old Akai sampler. They wanted like $500 for it. I'm like, why do they want $500 for that? Blah, 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 blah. So they had had a new screen on it. Had the disc emulator with the USB joint in it. And so, but it's an S2000. I was like, it's an S2000. I was like, what the fuck is an S2000? So I looked this shit up. The S2000. If you flip that motherfucker around, you could have 8 outs on it. You could put an effects card in it, but fuck all that. This shit samples an 8-bit. I'm like, what?
Is that kid? What did he just post?
Oh no, I seen it on eBay.